Mira, congrats on the win. You really toughed that one out. How does it feel to get it under your belt against Yelena?
This match was tough today. She's a very tough opponent to face, especially in the first round. So the match was tricky. I felt like I obviously didn't play as good as I wanted, but just super happy with the win and happy to advance further.
You played three tough sets also on Sunday in the final. Then you came here. You probably had like one full day of rest, I guess, and then you started again. How do you feel like physically? Like, were you ready for more, like today, or so? How was the approaching to this match?
I didn't have a day off, so I just kept on practicing because I'm not that kind of a person that likes to take a day off when I have like my match in 2 days. So when I arrived here to Stuttgart, I just played easy for 1 hour just to don't lose the feeling of the ball. But yeah, I mean, I obviously was a little bit tired, but we did everything that we could with the physios as well that helped me to recover a bit better. And I still have a little bit of advantage sometimes that I maybe recover a little bit faster because I'm still pretty young. So honestly, I didn't feel very tired today on the court.
Well done today, and well done in Linz. So in Linz, I believe it was the first time, and it was indoor clay court. It used to be like hard service, and obviously you're playing indoor clay here. I'm just curious if there were any different. Obviously, it's both indoors. Were there any differences that you felt like playing on the surface today, or was it kind of like the exact same?
Well, I can say that here the court is a little bit faster, and I feel like the ball also doesn't bounce as high as it bounced in Linz. And I would say it's a little bit more slippery here, but those are just little things that I've noticed, and they obviously, I don't think they make a lot of a difference. And even if I notice them, I just have to know how to adjust my game to it and how to be able to play better on this surface.
Congrats to the win. How different is it to approach a match against Yelena, because he gives you not much rhythm? Do you prepare different when you play a match against her than to someone else?
Well, I can say that she's not the first player that doesn't really give rhythm. I would say that she actually had some kind of a rhythm today on the court. But yeah, as I said, she's a very tough opponent to play against because, she just hits the ball very hard. And sometimes you just have to accept that, at some moments you just cannot do anything, and you just have to accept that maybe she's going to be like on a roll and hitting winners. As I felt when she was 6-5 up in the first set, and then she's hit like, I was 40 love up on my serve, and then she's hit like 5 winners in a row, and she ended up taking the first set, and I'm like, well, it kind of hurt that I lost the game from 40 love, but what could I do here? She just hits 5 winners, and sometimes you just have to accept those things and move on and try to fight and try to find very small opportunities that can bring you back to the match.
Hi, Mira. And now in Stuttgart is also your coach Conchita here, and Linz wasn't there. Do you feel better when Conchita is here, or it doesn't matter for you?
Well, honestly, if I would have lost today, I would have said that she's not going to come to any of my tournaments anymore. But of course, it's a joke. When she's there, I feel like I can really rely on her at some moments and see what she can tell me. And today as well, I'm not going to hide it. Everyone knows that I was struggling a little bit with my serve. Quite a lot of double faults, but I hope that I managed to get it even with the amount of aces that I also hit today. But, at some moments when it was important for me to serve, I obviously look at her and she gives me some tips, and I feel like at some important moments it really helps. And, she can also give me some advice on how to play or what to change or fix. And obviously it's better when someone tells you something when you're just all by yourself.
Yeah, congratulations also from my side. Your next opponent, Alicia Parks, do you know her? And if you played her, have you any special memories from her?
Yeah, I've only played her once in New York last year, and she's also a very tough opponent to play against because, yeah, she also hits the ball very hard. She has a great serve, and I feel like today maybe was also some kind of a preparation for the match tomorrow because both of my opponents were hitting pretty hard today. So, yeah, I feel like if I'm able to just keep fighting and, you know, play my game whenever I can and try to just force her into points and just, you know, do my thing on the court, we'll see how it's going to go. But I think I should be able to put a fight tomorrow on the court, and I don't think it will be easy for both of us.
This is more of a random question, but I've been asking some of the players about it. It's about tournament music and DJs, not specific to Stuttgart, but just generally on tour. I'm just curious, in between sets and changeovers, you know, the DJ will play music. Kind of what's your preferred type of music? Do you find some tournaments overplay certain songs? Just what are your thoughts on, you know, that?
Well, honestly, I never really thought about it. I never focused on that topic, but I like when DJs obviously play some energy songs, when, you know, it's not just something that has just one melody and you feel like, you know, you're in the changeover, it's like 5-4 in the third set and you're like, and you're just sitting there and waiting for the changeover to be over. But yeah, I think a lot of players like the energizing music on the court, and, you know, I feel like today was good, but I don't really focus on that a lot.
Maybe you can give us a little bit insight on your thoughts about Germany. Do you recognize anything special compared to other countries? Do you speak a little bit German, whatever? What do you connect with Germans? Maybe cars or good football teams, whatever?
Well, as I said, in Austria, I spent a lot of time when I was young in Austria and Germany because I feel like for some reason, these two countries had, you know, the better tournaments, better organized, and also like higher category. So I've played a lot of junior tournaments in Germany and Austria. And we also have a family that lives in Germany. So I feel somewhat connected to this country. But, you know, I never really spent a lot of time here. And all I know is Tschüss, Danke schön, and Bitte schön. That's it. I can maybe count a little bit. But that's it for me. It's I know that you also guys, when it goes from 20, you 22. So you go like the second number goes in front. That's what my cousin taught me. So I hope I didn't mess it up. I hope it's still like this. So that's all I know.
Mira, you played also this year a double with Victoria Mboko. And can you maybe tell us if further cooperation is planned, for example, for the clay season, maybe from Roland Garros? And I don't know if you told already, how was the idea come together to play together?
Yeah, well, I texted her, and at first she told me that she was set. I think, I don't remember where I texted her first, and she was set already for the tournament. I was like, okay, you know, we'll play next time. And then I asked her again for Indian Wells and Miami. She said, oh, I'm set for Indian Wells, but we can play Miami, though. I'm like, how long before the tournament should I ask you for you to be free so we can play together? And then, I don't know, whatever happened, and maybe she messed some things up, and she said, oh, sorry, I'm not set for both of these tournaments. And I think maybe she messed up the tournaments or the dates, and yeah, I just asked her, and that's how we played together. But for clay tournaments, Madrid and Rome, I'm playing with Diana. So yeah, that's our old and kind of, yeah, old collaboration. We both know each other very well. And yeah, we'll see who I'm going to play doubles with on the further tournaments. But it's not like I'm, you know, obliged to play with one or the other player. I'm just choosing with whoever I'm comfortable with and with whoever I will have fun on the court.
Just a curious question about if there is any kind of player game style more better, if it's that you like to play, that you like to face, like somebody who is maybe fast and extreme like Ostapenko, or somebody who try to build up the point and gives you a longer rally, for example.
Well, I'm not going to like open all of my cards right here, but I do have more interest and more adrenaline when someone plays, you know, when someone builds the point, when the points are long, when, you know, when someone plays, like, chooses the right decisions. Maybe, I don't know why, but when I play against Emma Navarro, it's always like, I don't really think about the score. I just so much into the point and so much into the game that what happened in London, I just forgot that I won already and I forgot the score because, I don't know, it was just interesting for me to play and to see how the points are going. So I have more adrenaline when I play against those kind of players that take their time and, you know, like really build the point and rather than players like Yelena today, which are also very tough to play against. But yeah. I like to play someone who is just like building the point a little bit more. Thank you.